It is my mix 94.3, the best mix of the greatest hits of the 60s and 70s. Smash with you right here. October 29th, broadcasting live 7 a.m. till 9 a.m. Smash Daily at Martin's Tunes and Eats, 575 South 6th Street in Wood River. Inviting you to come on out. Full breakfast is going to be served. It's going to be delicious. We got a Smash special breakfast that you can order. You're just going to love the place because me and Lolo love Martin's Tunes and Eats. Now, me and Lolo were out there the other day just kind of doing some prep work for when we broadcast Smash Daily live from Martin's Tunes and Eats, 7 a.m. till 9 a.m. on the morning of October 29. That's a Friday. I'm inviting you to come on with everybody. Bring them all. In fact, if you're taking the kids to school, bring them on too because it's a kid-friendly environment. Don't even worry about it. The whole family is invited to Martin's Tunes and Eats, especially when Smash Daily is going to be broadcasting live. So I'd like to meet everybody. It's my first live gig, as we say in the radio business, our first remote for Smash Daily, and just looking forward to it. And then when I was in the place and got the ambiance of the place just a couple days ago, and oh, by the way, let me tell you what, the wait staff there, oh, these girls know how to take care of people, know how to serve you correctly. So when you're in there, you got true service, all right? And you got food that's coming at you that is delish-kish. And here's part of the beauty of Martin's Tunes and Eats. Not only can you go have your lunch, have your dinner, but they got a late night menu too. They're open like till 1 o'clock. In the morning, this place, and it's only 90 days old, this place is the envisionment of Mike Martin, Martin's Tunes and Eats. And me and Lolo were with him here the other day, and he was sitting across from us, just looking at us, enjoying all that food. Oh, and let me tell you what, the dessert. I will say this, you say, Smash, dessert? You're a diabetic. Yeah, but I shot up 30 units of insulin prior to my arrival, so thank you for your concern. So I had me some of the cannoli. Oh, chocolate chip cookie. Oh, peanut butter cookies I love. Oh, I was there with Lolo. We're going to be ready for October 29th. I certainly hope you'll join us. Me and Lolo, we're sitting right across from Mike Martin over there at Martin's Tunes and Eats. And we were discussing the dining experience that had just been put forth before us. My man Lolo's next to me. And I tell you what, we had so much great food to eat here. It was magnificent. We downed it, though, man.
The taco, when they say the tenderloin is as big as your face, they're lying. It's the size of Texas. I promise you, the stuffed mushrooms are amazing. Everything that you get here at Martin's Tunes and Eats is handmade, homemade. The chicken and dumplings, come on, that's out of this world. You got to come.
I saw you crying while you were eating.
I was weeping. That's not even the word for it. I was weeping because that was so good. Everything, from the first time I walked in here to now, I've been a big fan. I don't think I'm ever going to go anywhere else, man, ever.
So tell me real quick about the patio here, man, because this looks like it's going to be multi-functioned as far as the future is concerned.
Yeah, we got a great patio, good-sized patio that the music broadcast into. It's heated now. In the spring, it'll be air-conditioned. It's an all-season patio. We can book parties. You can have your events out here. It's family-friendly. Bring your kids. Bring your strollers. Bring your walkers. We want it all.
When I saw the smile, the joy in the face, on the face of Lolo McLolo, the Alton Highlander, having dined in and on a luncheon of gargantuan proportion, I said, yeah, he'll be back. And I said, yeah, I'll be back. Oh, and by the way, the patio is killer too. So tell me real quick about the patio here, man, because this looks like it's going to be multi-functioned as far as the future is concerned.
Yeah, we got a great patio, good-sized patio that the music broadcast into. It's heated now. In the spring, it'll be air-conditioned. It's an all-season patio. We can book parties. You can have your events out here. It's family-friendly. Bring your kids. Bring your strollers. Bring your walkers. We want it all.
575 South 6th Street, Wood River. I'll tell you more about Martin's Tunes and Eats as we near the date, but I want you to come on and join us if you can. I mean, bring the kids, because breakfast is going to be delicious. They're serving big breakfast. So I invite you to come on out. October 29th, broadcasting live, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., all right? Big breakfast is going to be served. I got tickets for Carl Palmer's tribute to Emerson, Lake and Palmer, ELP. That's happening on November 6th over there at the Wildy. Along with that, we're going to throw in a dinner. You could win that. What a wonderful evening that will be. Dinner for two, tickets to the concert. Friday, October 29th, Smash Daily broadcasting live from Martin's Tunes and Eats right here on My Mix. That, my friends, is a rock and roll song. That's the kind of music you're going to hear when you go into Martin's Tunes and Eats. And don't forget, morning up, Friday, October 29th, Smash Daily broadcasting live there from. Breakfast will be served. Listening to Rick Derringer right there, Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo. I remember him and his brother had a band, and they were from, I think it was Union City, Indiana, Unionville, Indiana, one of those places. But the thing about it is, over there in that area, across the border of the Indiana state line, across the Indiana state line, the next state was Ohio. And in Ohio, you could drink at the age of 18. So, I mean, on the weekends, everybody from the east side of Indiana would step across that state line and enjoy the near beer, as it was called at that particular point in time. One of the bands that used to play this club over there, I don't remember the name of the club we used to play, was a band that consisted of Rick, and they called themselves Z for some reason. Rick Z and his brother Randy. Randy played drums. And Rick Z eventually, along with Randy, started up the band The McCoys. They had a big hit with Hang On Sloopy. And then, of course, Rick Derringer became Rick Derringer, had his first hit with Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo, and went on to become one of the premier record album music producers in the business. Man, I remember going over there and seeing those guys and thinking to myself, wow, these guys are ferocious on their instruments. And then they wound up being the McCoys, which was not all that ferocious a band. But, hey, when they let that go and Rick Derringer became Rick Derringer and Randy Z stayed with the name Randy Z, still on drums and everything, they were just, one of these duos that you could not destroy. Man, oh man, I'm fortunate in my life to have seen, to have met a number of these cats who eventually wound up going on to way big stuff. Smash here, just reminiscing through the pages in my mind. Smash Daily, Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. My Mix, 94.3.